Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
So many days in my life, I've thought, I need a miracle. In fact, most people find themselves needing a miracle from time to time. Perhaps you're there now. Please don't despair. If you need a miracle, God still does them. However, the best miracles may look differently than you picture. For example, as I've considered God's interventions in my life, they rarely look how I pictured miracles at the time. Interestingly, however, later in time, I was amazed at what God had been busy doing. Now I've come to expect adventure when I ask for a miracle. Additionally, I've come to anticipate personal growth in patience, perspective, and perseverance as I wait for God's provisions. It's time to tear into your miracle. There are always four categories we explore whenever we do a scripture dissection. What does it say? What does it mean? Make it personal and make a commitment. Let's start with what does it say? We're going to look at several scriptures. The first one, remember the wonders he has done, his miracles, and the judgments he's pronounced. That's from 1 Chronicles 16:12 and also mentioned again in Psalms 105, verse 5. The next verse is from Psalm 77, verse 14. You are the God who performs miracles. You display your power among the peoples. And then the third verse we'll look at today is from 1 John 4:8. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. That's what those verses say. Now let's look at what they mean. Every miracle is a kind of shadow of God's power over your life. Of course, we know God's word is filled with stories of miracles. However, his miracle power is yours every day, with a twofold stipulation on your part. First, believe him. And second, obey him. Now, let's tear into our verses to discover more meaning. 1 Chronicles 16:12, and then again mentioned in Psalm 105, verse 5. Here's the verse. Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles, and the judgments he's pronounced. Interestingly, Scripture suggests the first step of believing is remembering. Do you approach your requests from God by remembering what he has done for you in past times? This includes even tiny miracles. Additionally, it includes any judgments he's pronounced in your life. Just like any good parent should or would, God also weighs in on things we must correct or do better. Notice this verse focuses on the past tense. Let's look at Psalm 77:14 now. You are the God who performs miracles. You display your power among the peoples. Another basic step that sets you up for God's miraculous help is to declare your dependence on him. Speak the truth out loud. Yes, it's you, O Lord, who does exceptional things for your people. I believe you have my best in mind. Further, give him credit for what he's doing both in observable scenarios and in the undercover kinds of situations in your life and around the globe. God is always working. Notice this verse focuses on the present tense. Now let's look at 1 John 4:8. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. Perhaps the greatest miracle of all is love. Suffice it to say, if you don't love yourself or others, you really don't know God. So how is it you call on him for a miracle when you don't know him? and perhaps you don't believe He loves you. Knowing and loving God opens a sliver into a miracle. To love is a miracle, an everyday special miracle to share around. Yes, to extend a kind of shadow of care over others in the world. That's what those verses mean. Now let's go on to make it personal. Miracles take faith and action, not just sitting, hoping, praying. So how do you turn belief into action? Well, you participate in whatever God is doing as you look to Him for help. Plus, you wait on Him to make known what He is busy doing. Frankly, both are actions, participating and waiting. Miracles happen for those who believe. However, believing means being so sure of God, you start down His path with all your heart. Essentially, you believe by getting going. Consider the 10 lepers, Luke 17:11-19. When they asked Jesus for healing, He sent them on their way to be examined by the priests. That's all He did. It seemed a ridiculous directive. Nevertheless, all 10 believed Jesus and headed toward the priests, unhealed. Remarkably, they were healed on the way. They did the two things we mentioned earlier. They believed Jesus and they obeyed Him. Simply put, they proved their faith. Well, who gets miracles? People who believe and obey God get miracles. Nevertheless, they do additional things, and here's a list. First, they choose to be alert to God in every detail. Next, each day they train diligently in heart and mind to manage personal issues using God's principles. Plus, they listen intently for God's whispers as they face problems. The next thing they do is they apply action steps from God's Word to their life each day, not just when they need a miracle. And finally, the most convincing thing they do, they live with passion, joy, and resolve that God can do anything. What a list! How many of those things do you practice? Are you content to receive a different kind of miracle than what you picture? Perhaps a miracle of love from or for someone. Radically, are you surrendered enough to recognize that receiving strength, courage, and persistence is a powerful kind of miracle? It seems so ordinary, but those things make all the difference in your life. Strength, courage, and persistence. Simply knowing God is a miracle. Is that enough of a miracle for you? Living in His holiness is another miracle. And incidentally, this can be your reality every single day. Jesus said, "Many people walk the broad and easy path. Sadly, few people commit to the narrow path of faith and action. The few who choose the narrow path start to live inside miracles each day. Almost unrecognizable at first, yet with careful attentiveness and a grateful heart, they begin to see incredible things God is doing in and around them in every situation. Purposeful, practical, passionate partnership with God invites miracles as a daily reality. Yes, God still does miracles. Frankly, it goes back to what I said about expecting personal growth in patience, perspective, and perseverance. When you commit to believe and obey God's word, you notice changes, basically transformed character. Subsequently, that's possibly the greatest miracle you could ever wish for. Transformed character. Second only to what Christ accomplished at the cross and empty tomb. Consider these ideas. New, healthier patterns. increased peace and joy, hope and strength to manage difficulties, wisdom to make better choices, and then patience, perseverance, and perspective that you've never known before. These are all miracles. However, you must train in character to recognize them. After all, they originate from another dimension. If God's choice of miracle or timing differs from your own, always choose His choice over yours. Christ-like character means you will not be bitter, angry, or self-serving. These also are miracles of character. Quite literally, they change the DNA of your spiritual life. No longer bitter, angry, or self-serving. Yup, miracles. God blesses your extreme adoption of His miracles. And here we go again, those two simple things, to believe Jesus and to obey Him. You will no longer live for the thrill of some grandiose miracle. Instead, you'll live in the moment of small miracles. Matter of fact, to enjoy knowing and pleasing God will fill your soul with wonder. Plus, to prefer His perfect agenda over yours is really worth something. Unthinkably, to accept His invitation to be His friend, that's huge. And additionally, to recognize His blessings each day all around you. Interestingly, you will no longer fizzle out, be short-sighted, or participate in unhealthy behaviors. Instead, you will grow in patience, perspective, and perseverance. There's those three P words again. Remarkably, you will no longer be afraid or insecure or proud. Instead, you will humbly live under the shadow of God's miracles as He defines and provides them. Have you ever received your sight? Like the blind man Jesus healed? Particularly, do you move forward anticipating what God is already doing? Indeed, do you remember His miracles and judgments? Additionally, are you aware of God's present tense power? Are you content just to have Jesus? Critically, remember, God loves you so much. Love Him back with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. All those ideas help make our verses personal. Now the fourth section, make a commitment, where we talk about application thoughts and questions. Number one, do you need a miracle? Two, importantly, do you believe God still performs miracles, even for you? Three, do you recognize the best miracles often look completely different than you picture? 4. Be honest. Are you deeply committed in every daily issue to, first of all, believe Jesus, and second, obey Him? Number 5. Do you trust Him and start down His path before you see what He's doing? 6. How are you presenting Christ to your friends, family, and around the world? Number 7. What action steps will you put into practice to start living inside a miracle? 8. How passionately do you want to know and love God? 9. Do you partner with God to let Him transform you increasingly each day? And number 10. Why not enjoy living in the shadow of God's miracles? Portions of this content come from my book, Shadows of Things to Come, a study in Hebrews. You find practical action points that help you know God better and see His miraculous shadows over your life. You can find this book in our bookstore, www.aliveandactivelife.org/store. I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, Tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.